We talked about big data. We talked about that it empowers you. We talked about that it big data basically means the velocity, the volumes, and then the structure by which your data can be stored. And it involves huge amount of processing, huge amount of cleaning, and so many things. So by this time, you would have understood that big data is a very, very important component, very, very important aspect. Still, there will be certain challenges because it's not a everybody's cup of tea to manage such volume of data, and every technology cannot manage such amount of data. That is where the challenges related to big data comes into the picture. So organizations still struggle to keep pace at which data gets collected and data gets used, because data is getting generated every second. So even if you have many, many good systems in place, still there could be challenges related to the velocity, because there are many systems where still processing time is taking some time, and the volume of the data or the speed of the data is continuously making the data to flow into the system, but processing time is still taking time. So all these thing becomes a big challenging aspect with related to the data and has to be captured properly. And if in case you would have understood or realized, or if in case even if you are a data scientist, you would realize that when you are analyzing a data, still your 80 to 90% of the time will go in cleaning the data, curating the data to ultimately convert it into a model, machine, which could be related to machine learning algorithm or any other predictive algorithm. But still most of your time will go in cleaning or curating the data for your model. And no matter how many time you do the automation, still there will be certain attribute that has to be manually checked and cleaned and updated with respect to the model, so that your model can work efficiently. That is where some level of big data challenges happens, because this is still a human related activity. You still need to clean the data no matter how many automation you perform. You still need to validate the data whether it is fit for your model or not. And finally, big data technology is changing at a very, very rapid pace, because data size, volume, and everything is changing at a very high pace. And to adopt to such pace, you will have to keep upgrading your systems. Even if you are moving to the cloud systems, you would have realized that sometimes it becomes difficult, because you set up the system, then you realize that all of a sudden technology has taken a boom and your system is still feels outdated even after investing so much of the money. So that rapid pace of changing actually becomes a challenge for every organization. Now, how to deal with these challenges? First of all, dealing with the data growth. You will be dealing with huge amount of data growth. Data will be growing every second, will be getting enhanced, will be getting changed, many new variables will be added, many new things will be added. So you will have to store and analyze all the information that you have, and it will be a bit of challenge, because so many data, so many problems, and the structure of the data is completely different. You will be storing the audio information, you will be storing the video information, you will be storing the textual information, and all these things. Now, when you will be storing these information, you need to manage such challenges. You will be dealing with the data, you will be analyzing this data. There are many technological frames which can help you. If in case your data is growing, you can try cloud, you can enhance your servers, but still they involve cost, and they will remain a challenge for the big data systems, because ultimately you have a no limit, or you don't have any restriction on the size that you might have with respect to the data. Generating insight in a timely manner is a very, very big challenge with respect to the big data, because ultimately, as we all know that, and as we all discussed that 80% of the time will go into curating the data for your analysis, and your data is continuously growing, and you will have to manage the operational costs which are related to the data. Ultimately, you also need to establish a data-driven culture in the organization, then only they will be able to wait for the data-driven insights. Otherwise, they would rely on their basic instincts instead of what data is telling you. You have to keep creating new avenues for the innovations and disruptions, then only it can empower your system. Accelerating the speed with new capabilities and services are deployed, launching new products and service offering, all these actually enhances the power of generating insights in a timely manner. Then we can talk about recruiting and retaining big data talent, because it becomes a major challenge. As you all know, by this time you would have understood that big data is not an easy thing to manage. There are many things which are involved. You would need a data scientist to analyze the data. You would need a machine learning engineer to deploy your models. You would need a big data expert to store your data, clean your data, arrange your data, and ultimately align your data. So all these things require specialized people who can do such operations. So this becomes a major challenge as well, because every component of big data needs a special person or need a specialized team, and every team will involve huge amount of cost because they are not easy to get. People who are very well trained onto the system will ask for the money, and if in case money is involved, it will add up to the cost of the organization. Beside the infrastructure cost, they will also have to bear the human workforce cost. Integrating disparate data sources, that is again a major challenge, because when you are talking about the data, you will ultimately be consolidating the data from the various sources, and consigning the various sources and bringing the data to the same platform plays a major role. And if in case you cannot put them on the same scale or at the same level, you will not be able to combine them, and you will not be able to leverage out the information out of the multiple sources. So ultimately it becomes a huge challenge how to combine the different sources, how to collect the data from the various sources and still keep it on the same level or in the same scale, so that information can be leveraged out of the same. When you are leveraging the information out of the data, you also need to make sure that your data is validated, because if your data is wrong, you will be getting the wrong insights. You might get certain unusual insights out of the data. So data validation becomes a major aspect of the data collection. If in case you are validating the data, data validation has to be timely, has to be process driven, has to be performed at every level, because if in case data goes without validation and there is a discrepancy in the data, it will lead to the wrong result at every point of time. So the process of getting records to agree is a challenge, and solving data governance challenges is very, very complex. Usually it requires a combination of policy changes as well as technology changes to validate the data. Now your data is validated, everything is secured and safe, you are able to analyze. Still, there are challenges which can hamper the policy of the data. That is, you have to secure your systems. If in case your systems are not secured, your data leak will happen, your data stealing will happen. If data information is stolen from your systems, you might have to fetch out huge amount of confidence loss with respect to the customer, and it might impact the financially as well, because losing out the customer information is a huge, huge challenge. And even there are many countries which doesn't allow such leakages and can put up a huge amount of fine with respect to the organization. Organizational resistance also happens, because when there is something big that is going to happen in organization, there will be resistance as well. Everybody is not able to accept such changes. Everybody is not able to grasp those changes. So such type of organizational resistance is also a component of challenges that you face with respect to big data. So how big data works and what are the best practices that we will discuss. So there are few components which actually drives a better big data work and is involved in the best of the practices of the big data. Few of them are integrate. You need to integrate various components. You need to integrate various data. And after integrating, you will be creating a single source so that all the information are properly arranged in a sequential manner and in a proper structure. Then you will be managing. And then the second component is manage. In manage, you will be talking about big data sources managements. Big data actually requires huge amount of storage. So your storage solution can be in the cloud or in the premise, or it can be at both the places. So when you are storing the data at multiple sources, you will have to manage these sources as well so that your data flow remain consistent. And then the analyze. When you are analyzing the data, your data should be flowing in a proper manner, in a timely manner, and should be validated and accurate. Then only your analysis will be complete. Few of the best practices are: one, align big data with specific business goals. If in case you have a certain business goal in mind, your big data platform should be satisfying your business goal. As an example, my business goal for my organization is to be able to see the business outcomes at a faster pace, at a rapid pace, and timely whenever I want to see it. So I have to process or align my big data system in a way so that data keeps on flowing and I am able to fetch out the information via dashboards consistently. Then ease skill shortage with standards and governance. If in case there is a shortage of the skills, I will not be able to manage the data platforms, I will not be able to manage the outputs. So to mitigate the risk by ensuring that big data technologies, considerations and decisions are added to your IT governance programs. If in case your IT governance programs are empowered to keep such things in line, you will have a better outcomes. Standardizing your approach will allow you to manage cost and leverage resources, because if you don't standardize these things, there will be some random things that will keep on pampering you into your systems. Optimize knowledge transfer with a center of excellence. If in case there is a no source of knowledge transfer, the knowledge loss can happen. As an example, there are many people who have a complete understanding of your systems, they leave and you don't have a workforce who can be backed up. You later on hired new people, but the people who were earlier managing it has already left, so there is no knowledge transfer that has happened. So they will have to start from scratch. They will miss out some very, very important attributes, and that is where knowledge transfer plays a major role. Knowledge transfer has to be consistent, has to be documented, has to be maintained, and everybody should be able to manage it, and there should be a center of excellence which is keeping a track of how knowledge is being transferred from one source to another source. Top payoff is aligning unstructured with unstructured data. That is the biggest component of big data. When you are managing unstructured data and when you are managing structured data, you need to bring both of them to the same scale so that you can fetch out the information. To give you one example, let's suppose a customer is giving you feedback. The feedback is in two forms. One is that person can give you a rating scale of 1 to 5. And if in case that person is giving either a rating of 1 or a 5, 1 which means extremely pathetic and 5 which means extremely good, that person is given a text box wherein that person can enter his respective feedback. Now, the feedback could be positive or feedback could be negative. So here we are capturing two type of information. One is structured, rating scale of 1 to 5. Another one is unstructured, wherein person is entering the feedback which could either be positive or could be negative or could be neutral as well. And when you, if in case you are able to fetch out both the information and align them properly, then only your business will be able to benefit out of it. As an example, if in case there are many people who are giving you negative feedbacks and you are able to parallelly manage and understand or analyze the textual information, that what information they have given while giving the lower ratings, you will be able to understand that what is the primary problem area. And if in case there are many positive ratings, you will be able to understand via text that what are the positive areas which is driving your business. So here unstructured data and structured data has to be kept parallelly to understand how business is moving. And that is one of the major component of big data, that you will have to keep structured and unstructured data in line with each other so that you can benefit out of the two different type of data. Plan your discovery lab for performances. So you have to keep discovering, you have to keep improvising, you have to keep discovering, then only you will be able to fetch out the more out of the same data. So it's important for analysts and data scientists to work closely with the business to understand what are the key business knowledge gaps and what are the requirements. Then only those knowledge gaps or the requirements can be filled via analysis. to accommodate the interactive exploration of the data and the experimentation of statistical algorithms, these gaps can be filled via the power of analytics. Then align with the cloud operating model. Why cloud operating model has become important these days? Because ultimately you are able to safeguard your infrastructure cost. You don't need to manually change your systems. You can completely transfer everything to the cloud. And if in case you need to fetch out, you can fetch out directly from the cloud. So cloud operating model has become important because you don't need to keep changing your systems and still can manage the changes without actually changing your system. So if something new is coming which is taking more space, just take more space on the cloud. You don't need to do any hardware change and you will still be able to process those things. When you're talking about big data, its infrastructure demands are huge. Organization must apply adequate compute power to big data tasks to achieve the desired velocity, because if in case there is not enough component which are assigned to the big data systems, it will not be able to process it properly, and if it is its processing is not happening completely, there will be a miss, there will be a glitch at every level. This can potentially demand hundreds or thousands of servers which can distribute the work and operate collaboratively. So when you're talking about big data, you're talking about huge volume of data. Your one server might not be able to handle it. So, or you will be using either cloud system or the server system or both system. In both the situations, there will be hundreds of servers who will be processing your data parallelly. You will have to keep maintaining it, and it involves a huge amount of cost as well. As a result of all these, public cloud computing has emerged as a primary vehicle for hosting big data analytics project. So if your project involves huge amount of cost, instead of establishing hundreds and thousands of servers into your system, it's better to go to the cloud system, because you don't need to go through the infrastructure cost. You just need to go through the usage cost. Just put everything on the cloud, utilize everything from the cloud, use everything from the cloud, deploy everything from the cloud, and then take out the results from the same source. To improve the service further, some public cloud provides some extra big data capabilities as well, like Hadoop systems are provided by many cloud firms, data warehouses are provided, databases are provided, and many other cloud related services are provided by various major cloud system providers like Google Cloud, AWS, which is a Amazon cloud system, and many more. Now let's go through the human side of big data analytics. We talked about the machine, we saw how machines are impacted, what are the things that we need to maintain in the machines, how, what type of infrastructure has to be maintained. But let's talk about human side a bit as well. The value and effectiveness of big data depends on human operators, how they manage it, how they utilize it, and how they fetch out the information out of it. Tools only addresses limited use cases, and rest of the things are taken care of by the people who are utilizing it or using it or finding out the information out of it. There are many other big data tasks that can require sustainable scientific and computational expertise from the analytical staff. As an example, if in case there is machine learning algorithm that works at the back end of a system, that machine learning algorithm might not be able to capture few trends. And if in case there are some data scientists who are consistently keeping a track of the machine learning algorithm and maintaining it and utilizing it, that algorithm is asking for human intervention. That person is actually improvising the model completely and timely, because of which the results are getting better each day. If in case it completely becomes independent, the algorithm completely becomes independent, then in that cases, if in case some discrepancy happens, that discrepancy might cause a huge loss. So we discussed about the big data, how things happens in the big data. There are so many things that are happening in the big data. What are the human sides? What are the technical sides? What are the components? What are the challenges? And how those challenges can be encountered, how those components play a major role, what are the different type of data that big data system uses, and how those data actually gives you results, how it is important to understand that how keeping them at a same scale actually helps you to give results. We will try to take up a case study to understand the importance of big data system in a much detailed form. So we are talking about Royal Bank of Scotland, RBS. As you all know, that RBS is a huge bank which is basically involving the many transaction every day and is involved in lots and lots of data. So we are talking about the financial crisis that happened in 2008 in RBS, wherein they bared a huge cost, and the UK government actually came in support of Royal Bank of Scotland when they bought most of the shares and tried to help Royal Bank of Scotland. So during that process, when RBS was going in from the trouble, they tried to improvise the result, or they tried to improvise on the profit making via usage of big data. So what they did is they timely tried to introduce step-by-step activities to improvise on the result. So how they started during the 1970s and 80s, actually there was a head of analytics in RBS whose name was Christian Nelson. He actually tried to use the data to understand how they can sell more product to the consumer. So they try to leverage the data that they have, and they try to use those data. They had a huge volume of data, so they maintained the big data system to keep a track of those data points. So what they did is they tried to give more product to the customer. So their initial objective was to sell more product to every consumer. Now the problem was they were selling more products, so they were getting some sales out of it, but consumers were there were many irritated customers of Royal Bank of Scotland who felt that they are being pushed for everything. They are pushed for every product. If in case I am doing activity A, I am also being pushed for activity B. There were many such activities that were happening. So they realized that although sales are coming, have started flowing in, still they need to improvise on the same thing. And they have huge amount of the data. So when you talk about the banks, banks generally have a lot more information than any other platform with respect to the consumer, because they have the actual important attribute of the consumer, which is the income of the consumer. They have many other attributes because customer is bound to give all those information to the banks. Then only banks allow them to do financial transaction or to open up a account or to do financial activities. So what they tried to started doing it is they started personalizing the things using the data that they have with respect to the consumer, because they know that the amount of data that they have with respect to the consumer is much larger as compared to any other retailer. For example, Amazon has a much lesser amount of data with respect to the consumer, but still they are able to manage and personalize the impact of that data with respect to every consumer. Every consumer is able to see whatever he is planning to buy and whatever he is interested in. So RBS also tried to do the similar activities. They knew that they had the power of data. They knew that they have big data systems in place. They knew that they can fetch out that data, analyze that data, and can give a personalized impact on the consumer. So when a consumer feels a personalized impact, they try to shop more. So with respect to every consumer, they try to personalize the activities and try to pitch the product which actually the person needs. So if in case I am planning to buy a product B and somebody is continuously pushing me for product A, I will be least interested in the product A, plus I will be least interested on the provider of the product A as well, because I feel that this person just pushes me, this company just pushes me and doesn't understand my needs. But if in case a company comes up and says that you can buy B from us, this is what the price you are looking for, we are offering it at the same price, this is what the type of product B you are looking of, we are looking or offering exactly that, and if you want the related activities or related product as well which are related to B, we offer you that as well, then I would realize or I will feel that this company knows me much better and they know what exactly I want to buy. It makes my job as a consumer easy and it gives me an immense pleasure that this company actually knows my needs. So this is how Royal Bank of Scotland leveraged the data, personalized the impact, and ultimately it started improvising the results with respect to the banks. They were able to convert, create better relationship with the consumer. They were able to enhance the data and ultimately use their data in improvising the customer experience, and they were able to fetch out the information. And every small component with respect to the consumer is important, and that is where data plays a major role. As an example, if in case I am a consumer, I am a customer of a bank, and my customer and I receive a message on my birthday from the bank that wish you a very happy birthday from the team of Royal Bank of Scotland, I feel very happy. So such type of information is already there with respect to the bank. If in case they try to keep such motivating impact on the consumer will always be interested in the bank. He will always feel that there is a personalization in the bank. They know me, and that is where I am going to go to them. And that is where the data plays a major role. So this is how they used it, and this is how it improvised the result. This is how Royal Bank of Scotland was able to use the big data and improvise on the things that they could offer to the customer. And this is how they came up with the major challenges that they were facing. And this is how big data actually helped RBS in improvising on the result. So before we close down on what exactly we learned in big data, let's quickly summarize what are the things that we learned with respect to the big data. We learned that the big data is huge and deals with huge amount of data. And data, when we are talking about data, data could be of different type, like structured data, unstructured data, semi-structured data, or similar things. We also understood that there are some certain characteristics with respect to big data. Big data involves volume, big data involves variety, big data involves velocity and variability as well. We also know that big data have a lot more benefits, because you can utilize the information, you can take the decision at the right time. There will be less amount of time taken to process that data or clean data. You can store the huge volume of data. It can create operational efficiency in the organization. It can give a better result. You have more data, you are able to process more data. Ultimately, you will be able to take more accurate results with respect to data. And there are lots and lots of huge amount of information with respect to big data, which is infinite in nature. But I hope you learned a lot more about big data, and there will be many things which are clear to you with respect to big data. Thank you very much.